I am Abenazar, a great magician. One day I set out to discover the secret of the Sphinx. Speak to me, O great Sphinx! Its strange stone lips opened and it spoke.
Get off my foot, you son of a cab driver.
Salam, salam.
I will help you. Worry not.
Oh, false salam. Well then, tell me, O great Sphinx, how can I become the master of the universe?
You must find the magic lamp. It lies in a cave in China, and a boy named Al-Adin will take you there.
But how will I get to China?
Looking for a flying carpet, Governor.
Who are you?
Fred Bear of Flying Carpets Limited. As a method of transport, flying carpets take a lot of beating.
Then take me to Pekin and get moving. Hurry! Hurry!
All right, Governor, keep your turban on. Going up.
Which is the quickest way to China?
Well, Gov, how about down? There you are, China.
Oh, hello, dear. Here's your parking ticket. There's just enough room for your carpet between the two rickshaws over there.
Thank you, madam. I cannot believe that one as lovely as you is a mere rickshaw park attendant.
Oh, well, you know, I had a laundry. Yes, Widow Twankey's laundry. Oh, it was famous all over Pekin, although I say it myself. Yes, I was the best scrubber in China. But you see, there's my son. He's nothing but a juvenile detergent. You know, he even writes rude words on the Great Wall of China. Oh, Aladdin.
Aladdin? Where is the boy?
Oh, don't, dear, don't. He's fallen in love with the princess. In fact, he is with her right now.
Oh, princess, I do love you so.
Do you, Aladdin?
Yes. Let me tell you just how much.
Sweetheart.
No, not now. We haven't got time for a duet. Aladdin, I want you to take me to the cave in the mountain, so stop what you are doing.
What's wrong with kissing a pretty princess?
Everything. You shall die for this.
Father!
People of Pekin, gather round. Where's the Imperial Executioner?
There he is, Your Majesty, riding through the crowd on his magnificent Arab steed.
Oh, look, it's Miniature, the pantomime horse.
Miniature?
One miniature on, next miniature off.
I'm coming as fast as I can, Your Majesty. Whoa, boy! He's magic, you know, magic. Aye, he can talk.
Hey, lad. I can talk the hind leg off a donkey, but I'm afraid I'm a little horse.
Miserable youth, we're going to execute you.
After the last joke, you can execute that horse as well.
Mercy, Your Majesty. Even though I didn't order, all I did was kiss your daughter.
Enough! Prepare to die!
Zabulla! Evil spirits, hearken to me. Make me old heart gladden. Change everyone to silent stone. But please, don't touch Aladdin.
Oh, what's happened? Why, look at everyone. It's Madame Tussauds. And the Chinese royal family turned into stone.
Won't the League of Anti-Royalists be pleased? But come, take me to the cave.
You must be out of your tiny mind. It's got a blooming great stone door and no one and nothing can open it.
Dynamite?
Well, she'd have to be a very tough girl. Have you ever seen any of these mountain caves? See what I mean?
Nothing that a couple of sound effects can't come up with. Technicians of studio, grotto and grave, open the door to the magic cave!
What happens now?
Oh, blimey, haven't you read the script? Inside is the rusty old lamp I require. So in you go.
I should, Coco.
My boy, go in. The cave is full of treasure and money. And money talk.
Yes, it says stay out.
I can see you're scared, so take this magic ring. It will guard you from all dangers and give you strength.
Ah, the ring of confidence. All right then, in I go.
Brave, foolish boy.
I'm at the back of the cave, and I found the lamp. But I haven't found the treasure.
The lamp. Give it to me. Give me the lamp.
Gosh! It is as old as you are.
For the last time, will you give me the lamp?
No, I don't think I will. You're beginning to get on my wick.
And if you won't give me the lamp, I'll give you my curse. May your teeth start to grow until you look like Count Dracula, and may you die a death that is slow and spectacular.
No! Please!
You held Abenazer in total derision, so now the stone door rolls back in position!
I'm alone, and I'm scared. But luckily I'm insured. If I get killed in a cave, I get an income for life. As for this old lamp, it might be gold. Oh, if I could sell this, it might even pay my phone bill. I'll give it a rub.
I am the genie of the lamp.
Ah! It's Vincent Price.
Whatever you command shall come to pass.
You mean you can even make Pekin Rovers win the football cup?
With the matching saucer.
Well, if you can do that, you can do anything. So change my clothes to rich ones, bring me 50 slave girls, and transport the whole lot of us to the Emperor's throne room.
It shall be done at once, if not sooner.
You disobedient daughter! Until you learn to behave, I shall lock you in this empty Chinese chimney throne room, and... Where did all these beautiful slave girls come from?
From my genie, my spirit, my jinn.
You are beautiful girls, beautiful. Your jinn and tonic.
Oh, Aladdin, what beautiful clothes.
Aladdin? You're the boy that's due for execution.
If your executioner does cut off my head, I'll never speak to you again. Besides, your Madge, I've come to marry your daughter, and I can hardly take these beautiful slave girls on my honeymoon. Perhaps you'll look after them for me.
Yeah, look at it. Ah, well, in that case...
I'm so happy now I'm Mrs. Aladdin. But why does my husband want to take this dirty old lamp on our honeymoon?
Your lamp's for old... New lamp for old...
What a good idea. Come in, old man.
Let's see my new lamp sparkling. They make this place look like the electricity showroom.
I haven't seen you before in Pekin, but I think I can trust you. Here's the old lamp.
Fool, watch this.
You rub. Master.
Take me to where the sun shines all year round and where the palm trees sway, their leaves touching the golden sand.
You mean Blackpool?
No, Egypt you don't. Transport this palace to Egypt.
It shall be done, O master.
My beautiful palace has flown away. What will I do?
Well, you've still got Abenazer's ring, and filthy dirty it is too. Here, I'll clean it with my apron.
I am the genie with the light brown hair. What can I do for you, O Master?
My palace has been hijacked by a wicked magician, so follow that palace.
It shall be done, O wondrous one.
It's all right, Mum. Don't get the wind up.
I've already got it up me skirt. Blimey, anyone down there who likes red bloomers is having a field day. There's Abenazer with the princess having a date behind the palm.
Oh, yes, and he's left the lamp on the table with the wine glasses. I've got it. Ha-ha! Rub-a-dub-dub.
You command, O master, and I... Oh, another genie, by all that's beautiful. It's you, my Salome.
Mustafa? My Mustafa?
Salome, you must be 2,000 years old, but
You don't look a day over 200.
That's because I'm wearing this teeny-weeny genie bikini.
Excuse my interrupting, but you two are supposed to be helping me with your combined magic.
You command, O Master, and we obey.
Genies, make Abanaza into a good, kind, honest... helpful, caring... warm-hearted gentleman.
You expect me to change like that? Me, the great Abanaza? Bless you, my children, and the rest of you, such nice people. And isn't it a beautiful day?
Beautiful. Come, my princess, let's go and enjoy it. And you can sit on my flying carpet and eat strawberries and cream, and I shall whisk them.
So, Aladdin's got his princess, the genie's got his genie, but what about me?
You've got me, coochie face.
Oh, why didn't I keep my big mouth shut? That's what you get for trying to do Aladdin in 15 minutes.